It's the Bryant Park Project. I'm Luke Burbank. That's Allison Stewart over there.
Hello.
Question for the Bryant Park Project faithful listeners. How do you actually pronounce XOF? Would that be Zoff? Kasoff? I don't know. Anyway, this is the part of the show where we take Fox News, their slogan, and we turn it around. We make it backwards, you know? We say, you decide, and we report. This is the part where our staff brings you the most clicked on, the most forwarded, the most printed news stories out there in the world. We call it the most.
Dan Pashman, our producer, is up first, and it's about food. Imagine that.
Wow,
Dan bringing
Pashman,
us a story about food.
It is so rare. Well, if Ophelia's on the Upper Midwest beat, I'll be on the food beat.
I am today.
This is most emailed from today's New York Times science section, Food 2.0, Chefs as Chemists. It's sort of about the merging of food science with high-end chefs. Just a few years ago, these kinds of things would have been really verboten in the high-end kitchens of the country, but more and more chefs are starting to experiment with different additives and ingredients that are not chemicals, they're naturally occurring or derived from natural things that give food different abilities. You can do different things with food. And one of the interesting discoveries in this merger of science, searing meat does not seal in juices, as previously thought, but high heat does induce chemical reactions among the proteins that make the meat tastier. But what I found most exciting about this article, if you add a little bit of xanthan gum to mayonnaise, you can make fried mayonnaise.
Oh, that is so wrong. There's like a whole group of people in this country who don't need to know that.
You know where they... If you watch Iron Chef on Food Network, they have been doing that a lot where they've had these guys that come in with these like chemicals and beakers of weird stuff to combine with the food. And I guess it makes the food taste okay, but it sure looks gross when they're preparing.
For the record, though, these ingredients were not devised in a lab. These are things taken from natural substances. Some of them come from seaweed.
Right, seaweed.
Hydrocolloids that are called. They bind things together. Flour or cornstarch can be another kind of hydrocolloid. So.
Look, whatever leads you to frying mayonnaise is wrong. It's a sin against God, and I'm here to tell you that.
All right, Ilya, you claim you are on the Upper Midwest beat.
I am. I have a story for you today from the Chicago Tribune. Is that the Upper Midwest? I think it might be
Midwest.
The Upper
Midwest.
It's the upper part of Illinois. This is the headline, Consumers Feeling the Helium Squeeze. Apparently, the price of helium, I hadn't been to a toy store, so I didn't know this. The price of helium has basically more than doubled in the past 5 years. The author of this article talked to one toy store owner who said it was $40 to fill a tank with helium 5 years ago. Now it's $88. This is causing all kinds of stress in toy stores, as I guess you
experienced. Yeah, my local Party City has a 6 helium balloon limit.
You can only get six helium balloons.
Six helium balloons. And let me tell you, there's a lot of not happy moms of little Justin and
This could be like a birthday equalizer, though, you know? Like,
every
kid's going to only have six. So maybe it's like the school uniform
of the boy with the red balloon. Wait, he's made up.
Where does helium come from?
Yeah, this is our favorite part of the story.
Well, this is not in the Upper Midwest. Actually, the world's number one source of helium is the U.S. government, which keeps a helium reserve in the Texas Panhandle.
What?
There's something about the ground in Texas near, I think, like Amarillo, near Oklahoma, that it's rich in helium.
Huh. It's very hard to extract, however, so this reserve is kind of where most of the world's
and
helium
is. It's non-renewable.
Running out of helium?
The great helium shortage of 2007.
Oh my gosh. Al Gore, get on it, Broham. All right, Ilya, thank you. Allison, you got a little something for us.
Oh, I'm going to go now? Okay, I was going to Rachel. I like Rachel's.
You want me? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about this famous, very beautiful lady called Gisele Bündchen. She's like the most famous supermodel in America, in the world, apparently, now. She's from Brazil. And now she says the dollar has tanked so badly that she wants to be paid in euros. I mean, that's a pretty bad indicator for the little old U.S. dollar, which is really, last week it fell to its lowest point against the euro since the euro debuted in 1999, trading at $1.44 was the dollar last week. And so, I mean, basically what happened is she got this big contract with Procter & Gamble for Pantene hair products, and the company's
sure.
based in Cincinnati, and they wanted a pair of dollars, and she said, no, I would like euros, please.
But see, I don't get that story, because if it's the same amount...
Maybe she's hoping Americans are really dumb.
Euros, but when you take a euro, it goes further when you're traveling. So if you're an international woman
of
mystery...
I know, but I mean, she could have just... They could have cut the check to her bank in dollars, and then she could have extracted it in euros, unless she's actually getting
more
money.
But then you can't buy as many euros with those dollars.
Well, I think she's looking to the future, Luke. She's thinking that a few years down the road, if euros continue to surpass right. the dollar, then that money will be worth more in a couple of years.
Sounds like just a big hassle to me.
She's a smart lady, though. She dates Tom Brady now and used to date Leo DiCaprio, so she knows what's up.
It makes her smart. It makes her good looking. That's what I think.
Those aren't the same thing.
Hey, Trisha, you want to wrap it up?
Sure thing. I have one of the most viewed stories from Yahoo News. It's Queen Elizabeth has been named one of the 50 most glamorous women by Vogue magazine. Queen Elizabeth, yes. Queen Elizabeth of England.
Did she beat out Giselle?
Has not dated Tom Brady or Leo DiCaprio.
That we know about. This is Vogue magazine's definitive list of today's glamorous women, and she's on there along with Kate Moss and Naomi Campbell and Helen Mirren, who played the Queen. Maybe she made the list because she wore Queen Elizabeth's outfits. I don't know. But Vogue declared the Queen to be, quote, as glamorous in her brogues and headscarf at Balmoral as she is wearing the crown jewels.
I think they're laying the groundwork for some exclusive interview. I mean,
yeah.
Really.
Watch this space, because if they, you're right, Rach, if they get some big interview
Seriously.
With her, it will make sense.
You know what? I think they were really just angling to get on the BPP. That's just my feeling.
And you have to be glamorous?
And they did.
Yeah, they made it.
They ended up on the most. Hey, yes, Trisha, everybody, thanks a lot. You can find these stories and other BPP specials on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.